I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here's today's news. Well, all of the Inyo County landfills will be closed on Friday, July 4th for the 4th of July holiday. The landfills will be open regular hours for the rest of the week. Moving our attention up the hill, Mono County Probation's Batters Program, Courage to Change, recently received a National Achievement Award from the National Association of Counties. The award honors innovative, effective county government programs that strengthen services for residents. The Courage to Change Batters Intervention Program is a 52-week, evidence-based course rooted in NADA York's Courage to Change, widely respected curriculum. The program is designed to stop domestic violence by holding offenders accountable, promoting long-term behavior change through deep personal reflection, and building healthier relationships. Mono County's Courage to Change program stood out for its holistic trauma-informed approach, low-cost barrier to entry, gender and language-specific group facilitation, clear expectations and accountability, and low recidivism rate. Individuals learn to identify abusive behavior, develop empathy, and explore the intersections of violence, socialization, substance use, and general trauma. While Mono County is one of the smallest counties in California, it is the big on innovation and dedication, said Dr. K.S. Humiston, Mono County Chief Probation Officer, along with probation programming, other entities, and justice partners within our county. Problem solve using pioneering ideas to reach those with the highest needs. Mono Probation has implemented parenting education and batterers intervention to serve the needs of the county, with all programs provided in person by probation staff. The Courage to Change program has been operating for almost 3 years in all Mono County communities with no failure to date. The success of the program is owed to the dedication facilitators Leanna Isinger, Deputy Probation Officer 4, Orlando Meja, Deputy Probation Officer 3, and Deputy Chief Jasmine Barkley, Program Administration. The NACO Achievement Award is most deserved. There's more to this article, and you can find it at sierrawave.net. Well, with the 4th of July holiday drawing thousands of visitors to the region, partners across Inyo Mono County are launching a shared wildfire prevention campaign urging the public to ignite adventure, not wildfire. The campaign is part of the Visitor Connection Program, a collaborative effort to deliver coordinated region-wide messages that promote safety, stewardship, and sustainability on public lands and in gateway communities. According to the 2024 Inyo County Community Wildfire Protection Plan, July is the month with the highest number of wildfires ignitions in the county, making the holiday weekend a critical time for fire prevention outreach. This is more than a safety message. It is an invitation to connect, said Kristen Pfeiffer, wildfire coordinator for the Eastern Sierra Council of Governments. You came here for something real, for wide open skies, quiet trails, and the feeling of freedom only wild places can give. But this freedom comes with responsibility. Every campfire, every spark, every choice you make leaves a mark. Protecting this place means being part of it, not just passing through it. One small act of care and attention can preserve our home and what drew you here in the first place. So this 4th of July, they're asking you to take these steps to protect the place we love. Stage 1, fire restrictions are in effect. No campfires or charcoal outside developed campgrounds. Check red flag warnings before lighting a fire or heading out. Get a fire campfire permit before using stoves, barbecues, or permitted fires. Carry water, a shovel, and a fire extinguisher camping off-road. Fully extinguish all fires. Drown, stir, and repeat until cold. Stay on designated roads and trails to avoid igniting dry vegetation. And then, really importantly, secure trailer chains to prevent sparks. The Independence Fire Safety Council provides free sleeves made from recycled fire hose to help cover chains. Easy local solution inspired by BLM's One Less Spark campaign. For all wildfire prevention resources, including fire restriction updates, campfire permits, red flag warnings, and safety tips, well, visit whitebarkinstitute.org org/ignited awareness. Well, I'm Jason Brown bringing you today's news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for nearly 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Hey, thanks for listening.